And announce everybody. We got my man G Dub over here. You know what I'm saying? Our resident actor.
The lesbian.
It does the theater.
The theater. Thank you.
Greatly appreciated.
we got Herman, who believes he's a medical professional, but just plays one on TV.
Dr. Herman on TV on Saturday and Thursdays.
just on Saturdays and Thursdays now. Saturdays and Thursdays.
We got my lovely wife Tamot down here in the corner.
You sure you don't want to put her full name out there?
Exactly. I have her social if you want it.
Give me a new credit card today.
Exactly. I got the good credit. We got Kung Fu Kenny over here, who is an actual medical professional, and just didn't say nothing.
Exactly. Like, you know,
I'm gonna just let him be a fool. Just go ahead and be a fool, and I ain't gonna say nothing. I just went to school for forever, you know. And we got the bad guy who is always starting shit.
Yeah, somebody got to.
I always start shit. So today's topic is going to be, would you let your friend date your ex? But before we get to that, I don't know if you guys remember, it seemed like we talked about this, but that's because we talked about this shit offline. And we kind of had a bit of a heated argument. So I know that there are some opposing views to this. So I can't wait to hear your opposing views to this. But before we do that, we're going to do unpopular opinions. And I'm going to give you guys you're going to tell me your unpopular opinion. You're going to defend it. And then we're going to chime in on about why your idea is trash, why your opinion is trash.
Just do one.
Is that fine with everyone? Do your best.
Yeah,
we can start with one.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, who would like to start? Who would like to start with their unpopular opinion?
Hey, wait, Laurent, man, look who grinning up here. He's super red.
Yeah, I know. He wants his bag. All right. Wicked Thurman. So, since you over here grinning like you got like a Cheshire cat, like you have something to say, what is your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion.
He flipped over. He got the pad out. Which one do you want?
Let's go with. how about this one? Not every dream should be given oxygen. You should be told you are too stupid to be a doctor, lawyer, rapper, NBA star, or whatever. So just because you have a dream does not mean that we need to give it any kind of oxygen.
Wow.
Just because you have a dream does not mean that you will achieve it. You might be too stupid to achieve your dream, or too short, or too whatever. And we should actually be honest with you and tell you the truth. That is my unpopular opinion.
Ow. I mean, that's really unpopular.
Just straight to the fact. Cut you off at the knees. So, bro, you 5'2". The NBA might not be for you, bro. Put the ball down.
I would like to say, nigga, you dark. You don't speak good.
You're ugly. Your breath stink.
You're tired. You're ugly.
Just think about it.
So, you just saying, like, as soon as they give a dream, just...
Dreams
are for suckers.
You should hit them with the truth.
You say, pick up a book, son. Pick up a book.
We've all met somebody who said, I want to be a lawyer, but they can't string two sentences together. They fucking flunking out of school, and they are really just fucked up. They just all around fucked up motherfucker.
Do you think? Wow.
Just give them the truth, bro. You might want to be a janitor.
So,
what's your opinion on janitors?
Gotta kick this down to a minute.
No, I mean, the rebuttal don't have to be a minute. He just got a minute.
Yeah, he got a minute.
I didn't say what I need to say. Okay. I explained it. Go ahead. Y'all take it away.
This Is America.
Yeah.
Home of the brave.
In America, a poor businessman can become president. In America,
with a small loan from his dad of $1 million.
Stop yeah, it. Wait a minute. You know, time out.
You gave your opinion. You already gave it.
But that's an exception, not the
rule. In America,
I'm not talking about exceptions. I'm talking about the rule. I'm talking about people that you actually know and come in contact with. Okay. Not somebody, some random celebrity
Are you talking about like black folks? Are you talking about like I need to keep my black kids' dreams low because I don't think that the glass ceiling of the world is going to allow them to do anything? Or are you talking about any kid? Like, hey, Billy, you kind of a dumbass. I don't think you can do this.
I'm talking about every kid, but I'm especially focusing it on our people because, you know, a lot of us prescribe our, like, for instance, your kid, I want to be a rapper. And so, you know, they spit a few bars and you're like, okay, that sounds all right. That does not necessitate the whole push to make them a rapper just because they can spit a few bars. They might just be good at spitting a few bars, but they might want to look at doing something else that's more within their wheelhouse and more realistic. You
might need to be a writer instead of a rapper.
Do you feel
or you might just need to be a mechanic and sit your dumb ass down.
Wait,
it's all about your grind. It depends. I mean, the most talented person doesn't make it to the top. I don't care what color you are. We already know Beyonce is not a public.
But I like how y'all bring up these one-offs. So you bring up Beyonce.
They got to come from somewhere, right?
Yeah, but you don't bring like
If you cut them off at the knees, and they'll never make that effort, they'll never get there. They started off as dumb people.
Because I knew a little cat.
And they made their way.
No, because I knew a little cat named Lil Tito. And Lil Tito could spit some bars. Lil Tito was couldn't do nothing besides spit his little rhyme and go sit his ass down somewhere.
Was that his rap name, Lil Tito?
I don't know what his rap name was.
Need to be there.
Look, yeah,
that's pretty much it. That should be good with that.
Look, I'm not just talking about just being a rapper, singer, dance. I'm talking about some people who are out here saying, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be this. I want to be that. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't let people strive to achieve what they work hard to achieve something. What I'm saying is that, like, at a certain point, you should evaluate that person's credentials and give them an honest evaluation on whether or not they can succeed at that dream.
We're gonna move forward, but before we do, I agree with you on a slight note. I feel like you should be realistic with the statistics of what you're attempting to achieve, especially if you're trying to be a rapper or a professional ball player, and them the 1% of the 1%. It is highly unlikely that you are going to have the drive, the talent, the skill, the height, just speaking from playing basketball, all come together, and you being that 1% of the 1% is going to be able to make it to the NBA. You need to set your sights. I mean, I don't want to kill your dream and tell you that you shouldn't rap. I don't want to kill your dream and tell you that you shouldn't hoop. But it is highly unlikely that you will make it to the NBA, but everybody need a dream. You know what I'm saying? I would like for you to be realistic, but I don't want to say
why are you dribbling this ball? I'm gonna need you to go to class.
I'm gonna need you to have a day job. I'm gonna need you to be able to pay your bills and support yourself. But I can't predict that ugly Wanda would become Jamie Foxx. I can't. Yeah. Only in America.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's one person. What about the 50, 60 comedians out there
If you kill their dream, they never become it. If you kill their dream, they never ever attempt it. So
no one is saying kill a dream, but you done seen a cat that want to be a comedian and ain't funny.
Right, and I tell him.
His dream needs to be killed.
Hey. Them unfunny niggas got 5 million followers on YouTube and Instagram.
part of it is, I'll say this. It's not necessarily you're killing the dream, but you have to, like you said, give an assessment. Because if you feel like right now, you need to work on them jokes. I'm just going to be honest. Because you got to think, how many of the people on YouTube have just a bigger name or a slightly bigger name, but they're not comedians? Like, if you can do a couple skits online and you can start getting sponsorship, I'm not a top billing comedian, I'm funny at what I do, and I can still make a living out of it. So it's almost like let me kind of put you in
find my lane.
Exactly, yeah. Find your lane. So I mean, it's not about killing the dream, but it's about saying like, look, from what I heard, you might want to work on this, that, and the other. Or, you know, I'm saying I'd rather encourage you to tell you what you need to do than to tell you what not to do.
But you won't kill it, though, if they are not funny. Will you kill it? That's my question.
Well, no,
if
you don't have to say
got no talent, will you not? That's my point. You won't kill it, though. And my point is some people might need to have their dreams killed.
We're gonna go ahead and move on this topic because we're gonna just circle the drain with it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're gonna continue to circle
next.
The drain. So who else would like to share their unpopular? Who has a good one they want to talk about? Graham, Kim from Kim, D Dub. Sorry, I'm giving out government names.
No slack. We just gonna go and put our real names up here.
Just type my real name in there.
So. Hey man, I love where you live at though. Oh yo, yeah, King Batch, that perfect example. Mine is kind of musical, you know. I don't have too many just wild opinions, but the best soul singer, drum roll please,
of all time.
It's not, yeah, all time. Donny Hathaway, don't at me. Donny Hathaway, don't at me.
Better than Luca. Like best ever? Like best
number uno. I'm saying number one.
What? All right. You got it.
Why? Yeah. I don't even know who this person is.
I've heard the name. What song? Start at least. This is how we gonna find out right here. If you start singing a song and we start singing it with you, we might have to support it.
Give me something.
So you want me to sing it?
You ain't gotta sing it. You can just start.
Tell us what
you gave us this thing. Give us a song.
Hold up. One day we'll all be free.
No. What is that? What's
that? Okay. All right. Okay.
This Christmas. Okay. This Christmas. Uncle Dub said this Christmas.
Yeah, this Christmas.
You know, the is with the hand.
Just don't let the spin get you down.
So, wait a minute. So you're saying that guy is better than Nat King Cole?
Yes.
Better than Sinatra?
Yes, Sinatra can't even sing to me.
Ouch. Okay.
Better than
Luther.
I like it better than Luther. Like I said, Luther. I ain't saying Al. Everybody else is back.
Al Green.
I'm just saying my top.
I can't agree.
With you. I can't.
Matter of fact, I can't agree with it so much. I'm tempted to just move on because I don't even know.
let's just move on, bro. He didn't just drop some bullshit.
Tell me somebody y'all know who ain't just super Luther or Nat King Cole. Name somebody that isn't just somebody that everybody would know. Tell me.
What you mean?
Since my opinion is so unpopular. Somebody tell me. I heard Luther, Nat King Cole, and
does it have to be a guy?
Right.
No, I think he's just talking about male, right?
Okay. Yeah, male soul singers.
He's just talking about male soul singers.
Okay.
What you mean? Hey, Lou Rawls.
Barry White. Marvin. Lou Rawls.
Barry White. Like I say, if
Freddie Jackson. I would think. Freddie Jackson could blow.
Jackson.
I get
okay. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
He's Barry. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Donnie is up there. I can't give him the greatest of all time. I would give him a highly underrated. I mean, his daughter has done a little bit more for people to know who he is, because they're like, everybody says Layla Hathaway comes from a legacy, and then people go, well, who does she come from? And so they get to know Donny Hathaway. He's up there. He's highly underrated and highly skillful and genius-esque.
I
can't give him the greatest of all time. But
I'm also including songwriting, because a lot of people's most popular songs he did write, and I'm putting it all together for me. Like when I listen to the greatest hits, it it hits me in the feels more than the singers.
But the problem with your argument is that, like, if 3 out of 5 people, 6 people here don't know who you're talking about by name, that basically negates.
That's because.
But then you're just saying popular people. That's most people. That if you say a name that's not like super popular, they're like, oh, I don't know who that is. So
but that means that they don't listen to their, they don't listen to their music, because if you listen to their music, you would know what their name is.
No, that means they're just popular.
No, that means you know their music.
We're gonna matter of fact,
but that means.
Because you're trying to say, I don't know them, so your music must not be good.
No, because like, but I'm saying that I am in touch with music in that level.
Obviously
and I
not.
I threw out some names that I knew of, and you said he was not one of them.
You said Luther.
Marvin Gaye, Lou Rawls. I even threw out Sammy Davis Jr.,
now you're just throwing out people that have popular names.
And I threw out Frank Sinatra. Only because I like what he does, and you may not consider Frank Sinatra.
Name a Frank Sinatra song
other than My Way.
I mean, I can't name a song. I just know.
We're gonna have to defer to Graham on this argument. We agree with Graham now.
But that even proves my point even more, because I know this cat music when I hear it. I don't know nothing about no Donnie Hathaway or whatever. Except for This Christmas, which
this
you brought
Christmas
up,
Every Christmas.
Which I also think has been redone by a couple of different artists, but we ain't gonna say no name about that. And we may know their version of it better.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right. So who's next?
I just want to kill his opinion. I just want to kill that shit.
But once again, your dream is not a reality because you only know popular singers.
You already know that from the way the Wicked Thurman started, he killing dreams today.
Yeah, so, killing them.
Not a dream. Everybody put out an opinion.
He killing
dreams.
It's
a reality.
Dreams.
It's his dream that he knows.
Popular singer.
I said, who else does he know? He said, French Sinatra. Other than My Way, he doesn't know any songs. So how?
Hey, now on the next show, we're gonna get to a
killing your dream.
Hey, go to the next person, bro. We done moved on. Go to the next person. We done killed that dream.
Let it go. It's over. Hathaway, and I don't even know enough to argue against it.
That's my point. Jay, go. From the settings. Kenny, go. Somebody else go.
Okay, mine is light. I was ill prepared for today, and how heavy we coming. Killing dreams and coming up with the number one soul singer. I wasn't
there's ready. No dream to kill. It's reality. If you don't name top 10, what? 5 people that he doesn't know a song from, how is it a fact? He only knows that.
Go ahead, Kenny.
So the foodie and me, I came from a foodie unpopular opinion. Y'all can take cilantro, throw it away, and put it in the garbage every single time.
Straight in the trash.
You don't like cilantro?
It's trash. It is garbage. It's not garbage. It is Ivory soap. It is Dawn.
Right.
It is detergent.
Exactly.
It is the cleanest herb ever created because it is soap. You can take that little green stuff and throw it into all the garbage cans. Unpopular opinion. Y'all can keep that little green herb.
Can't argue with it.
Hey. I mean... Nope. Isn't cilantro just a garnish, though?
Right.
Oh, a waste of time.
It's a garnish.
A waste of time. It is a waste of time.
Typically, people garnish.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if I never tasted it again, but I also don't mind it in things either.
Mm-mm. I feel like it's like chives.
Yeah, she right. Glitter food. That's some glitter food.
Mm-mm. It's just a side. It's like basil. Uh-uh. It's like
it's a mistake.
Mint.
Right. It's like a mistake.
It's a mistake.
It's just something that garnishes food. How can you
something
eat a
should
garbage?
Never happen? Something should never happen. And cilantro is one of those things on like, food.
I can fry on a shrimp taco. I can't front. Love that.
I can do without it. I can do it without it on my shrimp taco.
I don't understand how you can hate a garnish.
Because you put it in hot water and it turns into bath water. I mean, it's not soup. It's
exactly.
Bath water. I mean,
what are we doing?
I'm
gonna go ahead and take me a nice bubble bath, sprinkle some cilantro on there.
Thank you.
Y'all just don't like
edible food and make it unedible. I mean, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Something
you don't like
to
make food look pretty. None of that.
That's what parsley is for.
She's brought up parsley. Which is the same thing as cilantro.
No, it is not. I've never had anything where they went like, oh, yeah, yeah. No one's ever been like, oh, make sure you put some parsley on that. I've never heard anybody like, oh, make sure you put my parsley.
Parsley is a lovely garnish that
exactly.
Which is
the same thing as cilantro.
Cilantro is offensive.
All right.
It is angry.
Wow. I really can't disagree with you. I mean, I don't hate it. What? I don't like
just
it.
The thought of it just caught me off guard.
Eating
cilantro feels like just like, I hate grass. Oh, I hate the leaves. Like, it's so nothing that it's like, it's amazing that you would hate it. It's like picking out something just random and
hey,
hey,
man,
I hate that damn.
She said, "G Dub Hershey." Like,
you can't.
I'm just saying. Cilantro is like, oh man, that's fire on the shrimp taco.
Exactly. Like, man. No.
And then when you make the first guacamole, when you get it with the fresh guacamole, then you sprinkle
a little ivory. Dawn. It's Dawn on the taco.
It's like
man.
Did it hurt you in some kind of way? Because I'm like,
what did cilantro do to you? What is it?
It ruined my dish. In any dish,
exactly.
I need you to tell me cilantro hurt you.
It has ruined burrito bowls. Listen, I'm the person.
Right, I got to take the whole thing back.
Yeah, Chipotle sells rice without that nasty cilantro in it. How do I know? I had to ask.
Right.
Yeah. Do you make
pot? Like, so. Yeah.
Cilantro is great with shrimp taco,
if you're talking about food with bad guy on your side, that ain't no good thing. Bad guy.
First of all, we was together until she mentioned Killer Pole. I can't mess with Chipotle. Chipotle out here killing people. I don't do it.
Oh,
Moses way better.
Hey. Better than Chipotle.
Yeah, Moses.
I go to Chipotle if I have to because we going.
Would
work.
Is it because of cilantro?
No, because I get my rice from out the back. Yeah, can you get my rice from out the back without saying?
Before you put that shit in there, go ahead and give me my rice.
In the refrigerator.
I love it.
I'm going to wait out front. Y'all cook me some more rice separate. I want my rice separate.
So,
and no worries. I'm used to the.
We're going to go ahead and move forward.
So you killing garnishes. So, killing garnishes. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and move on from cilantro and garnishes and everything and get into our main.
That's all right. We're doing good.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, who next? Who next?
No, we're not doing unpopular opinions anymore. It's been 25 minutes.
Let's go. Let's get the bad guy. No, I want to hear his.
I don't even want to do him anymore. We're going to move on. We came here with a topic in mind. It's already been like 25 minutes, so we might as well just move forward.
Boo. What you got, Tamat? You got some?
Y'all were debating. That's what took it so long.
It's all right.
It's fine. Anyway, we're gonna go on to the main topic. I mean, because it's not like it ain't meat on the bone anyway. This topic got started. I talked about this in the beginning. This topic got started because for some reason we had an argument about this at
Joyce's house.
Was it Joyce's house or your house?
No, Joyce's house. Going to the Christmas party or the pajama party.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, can your friends date your ex? And what? And if so, what are the stipulations behind that? Are there scenarios where this is where you would be okay with it? Are there scenarios where you'd be against it? Basically, I want to know if how you feel about this. Your friend, your homie is like, hey, I know you used to date so-and-so. I think she dope. Can I date her? What's your answer to that person?
Yes. Listen, I'm done. When I'm done, I'm done. Y'all go be happy together, man. Listen, we might not be able to, you might not be able to hang out the same because some folks can't take it. I can take it. Look, I'd be right over at your cookout eating all the ribs. I no fucks given. Y'all, if y'all happy together, that's the best thing for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're an asshole and then I let you know, hey, dog, she probably an asshole. You might not want to. I know you see the little fat ass, but you might want to rethink that.
Okay. Okay, if you say yes, is there a scenario where you be like, nah, you can't date her?
No, because I don't know about it, man. Once we done, we done. I'm no longer with you, and you're free to pursue your happiness. I'd rather you be happy than sad.
That's lovely male thinking. Lovely.
That's what I said. I how are you going to tell me what to do when you decided you don't want to be with me? So you say you don't want to be with me. You don't want that part of our relationship. So how are you going to tell me what to do? That don't make no sense.
Well, she didn't. Well, from my point of view, your ex didn't come at you with that. Your friend did. Your friend asked, hey, do you mind if I holler at your ex? You got a problem with that. That person, you can tell no. That person, you can be like, no, nah, nigga, what the fuck
is well, my think? Friend, I'm not going to have nothing to do with it. Because again, if he want to walk down that hole himself, hey, dive in that hole, that's on
best
you.
Best I can do is warn you. Like, hey, this is what happened, bro. If you want to take that trip, go on take that
right
trip.
Ahead.
Once again, Wicked Thurman, is there a scenario where you would be like, nah?
Nah, because to be honest with you, if I let you go, then what you do in your private life is no more of my concern, period. So how am I going to dictate something to you and you gone out my life?
Does anyone have a dissenting opinion against this? Do you feel like, no, hell no, you can't fuck my ex or you can't date my ex? Is anyone... Okay.
Yeah, ladies. Go ahead. Lay it on me. Let's hear the reason. Yeah,
let's hear it then.
I think it's multiple reasons. I think, okay, speaking for me, if I still have feelings for you, I ain't got to be rational. So if I still got feelings for you, but we ain't together and it's my friend know I still got feelings for you, y'all can't be together. It ain't fair. The whole world ain't fair. Life ain't fair. No apologies given. I'm sorry. I ain't over it yet. No, you can't date.
Oh, wait. But why are you not over with it? Y'all broke up. That y'all are kaput, done.
My feelings aren't. Listen, we already know men are for Mars and women are for Venus. We don't roll that way. So if we done, trust me, women could be like, girl, good luck. So there is somewhere we could be like, have at it. You've been forewarned. But it's sometimes where it's like it's a little too close to home, and it's like, nah, I'm not okay with that. And others where it's like,
okay,
let me go get some popcorn and watch this girl.
She like, so nah, you can't have him because that him. I'm going to see. I'm still going to see him on the weekend.
So you're saying
better get this other one.
So you're saying that if your feelings are still involved with it, then it's a no. But if no feelings are involved with it, then it's a cool.
Yeah. Depends on the person. It depends on the situation. It's like, now y'all dated in high school and you talking about you can't date my ninth grade boyfriend. Right. I need to evaluate life. But if y'all broke up 3 months ago and your friend circles back around and the situation of why y'all broke up, I mean, all breakups aren't clean. So it kind of depends. Like, say it was a distance thing and now they're in town and maybe you were going, maybe you should get back together. And your friend go, your boyfriend, your ex is here. He was a good one. How would you feel? I feel like you need to mind your business and I'll let you
know. So I still got that on the back burner now. You tripping. Let me get to it first.
And see, and that's kind of how I feel. Like, if my friend dates my ex, I'm going to feel like you've been peeping him out all the time. Like, you just wait. And right. No, that's
he
not okay.
Dick on ice. He wait. She wait. Well, she would.
Yeah. She waiting for you to slip up and say, gotcha. And nope. Mm-mm. So, no. Grant, that's not okay.
It's a no for me, dog. And it's like, hey, you know, here's the thing. What if it's like, you know, girlfriend back in the day? No problem. What if it's your ex-wife? That's one of the things. Like,
she the ex for a reason.
Is he the other person the reason?
Well, if the other person is the reason, they're gonna be together regardless. They ain't even gonna ask me. So, the whole point is, once we done, like, I understand, like, if it's still feelings and y'all trying to work through something, you're like, hey, dog, man, we just kind of mad right now. We might get back together. But when you sever that umbilical cord, it's a wrap. I don't care. Who
if it's one of those things where we done agreed that it's over and it's a wrap, okay, no problem. But if it's something where, like you said, it's almost like if y'all on, if somebody comes to you in the midst, like, well, you know, are y'all gonna get back together or what? Because you know, if y'all not, you know, can I take a stab? You know, it's like if somebody holler at you, exactly. If you just gonna go, let it go. Can I do my thing? So
just say, dog, like, I see her treat you right.
somebody hit you with that. Like, I mean, if y'all ain't gonna work out, bro, don't. So, I ain't gonna block my blessing because you tripping.
So here's my question. So are you saying that your friend can't find happiness? Because what if they will find happiness with this person? And of course,
they better find it somewhere else.
But the two people who are in this situation, they must have had something that you liked in them because you like your friend and you liked the ex. Mm-hmm. So there must be something in them that would probably draw them together. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, are you willing to deny these two people happiness? Just out of your selfish need.
No problem telling you to kick rocks. No.
Go on, expound on that, country boy. You ain't put your input in.
I want to hear this, how you can deny somebody happiness. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't deny it. You can stop being my friend and date him. But you ain't going to be my friend.
It's about choices.
Now, if you still want to be my friend, listen, it's Sunday. It was written. God knew if it was meant for you two to be together, he wouldn't have got with me first. So, if you want to still be my friend, then choose me. If you want to be happy, go choose him, and we good.
So, we talked about this earlier. You know, y'all know how I feel about that shit. I was like, number one, you're not dating my ex. You're not. You're not.
Listen, I want to play catch with Lil Mike.
I'm telling you 100%. I don't care if we dated in ninth grade. I don't care if it was my ex-wife. You're not. If you come to me and you ask me, can you date her? I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck out my face. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. I'm not giving you a warning. I'm telling you. You don't have to pick a side. You're not coming over here. You damn sure I'm not having a cookout. You bringing this chick around? No. No, well, I don't want to see her. She my ex for a reason because I don't want to see her ex.
But what happens then?
I don't care about your happiness. Do not care.
I got a question for you. What happens then if all the rest of the friends decide to cast you out because they would prefer to have them?
You gonna miss all of this party? You gonna miss all this party?
I mean, they're fine with it because they're carrying all of us friends. We're carrying on the party, and we just excluding you. So you're the one that's been lost out on all your friends.
The other rebuttal.
So you're conspiring the whole time. It just makes it even worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you come at me, if you come at me,
conversation where like, y'all gonna get together and put me out.
Let's see.
So you gonna have all y'all niggas playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
Hey,
turning everything.
Well,
I'm flipping the table all the way to fuck
well,
over.
Well, see, I guess my thing is that if I got rid of you, you done with me. I don't even consider you nothing. Let's move on. That's like, why are you worried about somebody who's in your past?
It don't work like that. One thing, what I'm not going to do is I might be like, yo, I'm done with her, but I don't want to see her face. I don't want to be around her. I
don't want to see her happy.
I don't want to see
that's
her happy.
That's what it really is. You just a jealous motherfucker. That's what that is.
Y'all jealous. Want your life to be great. You left me. Your life going to be ass from now on.
I feel like it's an escalation depending on who that person was in your life, how long that you've been with that person, whether that was your wife, whether y'all were married, what kind of friend that person is to you. Like, if you my nigga, you're like, yo, you know, your wife, your ex-wife, she got a fat ass, my G. Like, holla. I might have to pull up.
Exactly. What kind of is that?
I might have to pull up.
Well, I guess that's where I differ in because I don't, because see, like me, I feel like, hell, if you should want my ex-wife. I mean,
I want her.
I date bad bitches. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say. So
no. Yeah. If you feel
that,
like,
I mean, that's a great way to put it. But in reality, no.
You better keep it to the nation.
The other rebuttal we always get with this is what the not perfect person said, it's 20 million people in the world. Why you got to date my ex? And the reality in that is we often run in the same circles. So circles are small. So, you know, pickings are slim, whether you want to admit it or not. People really don't go out date outside that circle that often. So when somebody's, you know, looking at your ex, it's probably because they didn't have some type of bond with them that, you know, might have been stronger than the bond that you two had. So you can't be giving everybody black eyes, country boy. You got to let people be happy, man.
I mean, pull up. You dated this chick back in 99. Like, bro, get the fuck over it. It's 2020. That was 99. Let this shit go.
Been around with you for a long time. You should know what kind of nigga I am. I'm still holding grudges because somebody was mean to me in the ninth grade. So you think I'm gonna tell you you can date somebody I used to date? No, nigga, I'm still not really over that shit. I'm still not, don't want to see him. Do not want to see him. When you tell me you want to cut somebody off, right? You're like, we're cutting that person off. I'm not dealing with that person no more. That means I don't want my people, my circle of friends, to be around that person because I don't want to happen to see him.
That to me is like an extreme view, just like totally extreme.
It's a real one.
It's totally extreme. I mean, like,
anywhere when it's over and you're done, okay then. But to say like, oh well, we broke up and my best friend, you know, one of my homies wanted to get with my, so it's good. That's great. That's a great way to be. But in reality, sir, the minute can I get with your ex? I promise you, I cannot be completely in charge of my actions at that point.
Like, you want to go out to the backyard and you want to fight for this phone number. You want to fight me for this phone number.
Exactly.
Because you're pretty much saying that. Hey, I mean, live and let live. I get it, but
don't y'all have like, is that not like a part of the bro code? Like, is that not?
That is definitely in the man law. That is sexual.
Wait, but it's contradicted by smash and pass.
All right.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
And we're done. No. Next topic.
And we've been careful.
Next topic.
All right. So I feel like
next topic.
Last topic. I actually have this. I brought it to the people. And I don't know if the ladies even going to have something to chime in on this one. But
let's go.
But I had someone ask a question on Twitter. There was a particular porn star who's retired now. She was happily married. She's happily married. She had been in 125 movies. The question was, could you marry an ex-porn star? Now, before we say this, and maybe we'll circle back around and remove some of these restrictions. But initially, let's say she is now got her life together. She just used to suck dick back in the day, but now she's like, she's a good Christian girl. She got
wait. So being a porn star ain't having your life together in the first place?
No, hell no.
I disagree.
I disagree too.
I disagree with you.
Apparently, Drake disagrees with all of that.
Right, she getting all kind of money under the table. She making bank.
Wait a minute.
Money. I'm gonna help her. We're gonna clean this money up.
Before we go down this hole, Mike, set up. What are the stats on the porn star? Give us the stats. What kind of porn star are we working with here? Give us the stats.
Hardcore 125 movies.
Okay, but nothing she's retired now. How long has she been retired?
Yes, I don't know about
7 days.
Lady, but let's say it's been at least a year. Well, let's say it's been a year coming out the game.
She's 1 year retired. She had 125 movies.
Yeah.
Were they all
did everything?
Were they she all male, or were some of them female or female?
A lot of questions.
Like, you're trying to strike some shit off the list, ain't it? Look, she did everything, dog. Nothing off the table.
No, because like I'm just trying.
At 125 movies, it don't even matter.
Right, exactly.
What you trying to say? The dick ain't good no more after 125 movies?
I mean, she might be bitten. Let's just say this. She is now out the game. You meet her. She feels like Miss Wright. Let's say you are aware of her past. You've been dating no one in her past. But now you feel like you want to marry her, and you don't know if you can marry her porn star. And
it sounds like I'm going to be. Movies, or are these like the little snippet movies? You know what I'm saying? Are these like amateur movies, or has she been a vivid girl?
I'm about to be movie number 126. We good. We can cancel all them bodies you had. If we vibing on that level, we on that level. Game over. Look, long as you don't come with no preconditions like, you know, HIV, AIDS, the something that I can't give back, we straight. But
you
if you
really fine with, you are completely fine.
I'm with the bad guy. I'm fine.
We might be rolling these as highlights in the background.
Hey, I'm with the bad guy. Because
here's the thing. If she didn't had 125 movies, I can't be a regular dude. Right? We can't be doing regular shit no more. So I got to up the ante.
For me to even qualify,
To be 126, no, I feel like I got to be that dude.
The problem you have with that theory is that you do understand that porn is not real life, right?
And it's not. It's acting.
And these porn chicks, what they do in the porn movies is not what they want to do in their personal time.
No, it's acting. But at the same time, you can't be.
Yes, you can. Just regular. They actually prefer because nobody wants to do a job. If you think they
out here getting slain by dudes that do this as a profession, that's, you know, yes, take sex professionally actually, and out here actually trying to do this shit, that know all these positions, yes, they and think they okay with you just being subpar, you yes, out your goddamn mind.
They really do. The reason why, if you actually watch the behind the scenes footage and actually watch the interview.
So wait, we watching behind the scenes footage of porn. What kind of behind the scenes footage we got from porn? That where they doing interviews. Hey, Sandy Rose, tell me what kind of man you really want to date on a regular basis?
Hey.
Well,
the reason why is because in my other life I was a sex therapist. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, a lot of the stuff that you see them do on the videos, they would never do that in their personal
right.
life.
We are aware. It's uncomfortable and it's painful. We understand that. Right. But what I'm telling you is you still can't be a regular dude, sex therapist.
Yes, you can, because in actuality, for women, sex starts in the brain. In the mind, so
of course that's how you got a date with the porn star in the first place.
It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Hold on.
It don't matter what you're doing. You can just come in that door anything and just get a woman.
You really
around.
Can because if in her brain, quickly, she enjoys it, it will be enjoyed.
Let me just show you how ironic this is that you're telling people where sex starts with a couple women right there, like it right there. In the can,
like we know.
But, okay. You know, like, hey, then, sex starts brain for women. Kenny, where does sex start?
Okay.
So, and I'm looking at him and I'm attracted to him.
So real talk, yes. It is an intellectual thing, it's a mind thing, because honestly, if a woman wants to sleep with you, only you can mess it up.
Yep.
Because if we've decided that, because it's not, because even our attraction to you, you can say something and it's like, you know what, you weren't as cute as you were when your mouth was closed. It's amazing.
I mean, that's the same thing for a man with some prerequisites too.
But y'all can get over it more quickly than we can.
We can let that shit go.
And you can go, well, this ain't gonna go past tonight, but it's gonna go down tonight. I ain't got nothing better
lined up.
It's canceled. You open your mouth the wrong
but
way.
But I still think it has to be some kind of physical attraction, because I don't think if you looking at a dude and he ain't right, unless he even had time to work on your mind, it ain't going down.
But we already know. Game is a problem for women, because sometimes you're not attracted to him, but you're attracted to his conversation.
Right, and but he has time, right? And I think but this dude needs time, whereas somebody that you're attracted to needs less time.
And what I'm saying is true. If I'm attracted to you, you need less time. If I ain't attracted to you, you're going to need to talk, and it's going to be some real attractive talk. Now, real life, this whole talk about porn stars, from a woman's perspective, I'm just trying to make sure that my dude ain't got porn star numbers. Like, let's be for real. Half these people done married some porn stars that just ain't on camera. She got porn
right, exactly. He got porn. He definitely got porn star numbers out here.
She didn't put that work in without the footage. The body count.
No, nobody can go rent her movie, but you mess around and go to a football game, and you got
everybody know. Like, why in the hell? Everybody waving at you.
They be laughing
at you. Hey, Miss Parker.
You sitting there like,
oh man, and she done got me.
Yo, she done hugged every nigga that you done passed by. Like, why you?
How you know everybody?
God damn.
But I love her though.
Concession stand, dude. My baby. My baby.
Every night I got to fight to prove my love.
The dude handing out cotton candy. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
But see, this is the thing about women, though. Women, they situations. Women will have a man for a different task. So, someone to get their hair and nails done. Someone that's a handyman. Someone that sex them down real good. Someone that's, I mean, some women keep them lined up for different
reasons. This is true.
But is that not adding to your body count?
Nah, they're not having sex with them cats. You only have sex with the woman who got the dick.
Look, Brian ain't gonna keep cutting the grass for free. He gonna hit it one time.
It depends on the dude.
They calling you a snitch.
Them dudes keep them around. They might throw a little ass your way, just to keep you around. Or they may not.
No, I'm stick with your first statement. First statement. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. I ain't gonna cut your grass, but like two times without getting no ass. Now I ain't gonna keep coming by her.
Hey, let me tell you something.
If I just cut my grass two times without doing anything, mission accomplished.
Not really, because you're gonna miss the way I cut that grass.
Well, it depends.
I'm putting the lines in that joint. I got it all, you know, straight. You know, the next dude gonna come over there. The grass ain't gonna be the same height. It's gonna be fucked up. You know what? I'm gonna go and give him a little taste because he was cutting the shit out this grass over
there. Listen, it depends. We could have a mutual agreement. I'm the chick you take around your mama.
See?
And you keep cutting my grass. We can always negotiate the arrangement.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't take you to my mama's house. You can't keep showing up. Giving out the hand jobs
for tasks.
So now we're getting hand jobs? That ain't enough.
Some cats may take that. I mean, you know, you've been on a dry sale.
She's in it. I'm sorry.
Hey, your head game may be on. I mean, you get some dome for it. The idea behind having guys who all do different tasks
is like that you're just going to keep them hanging on. The prospect that you might get laid at some point, keep you cutting that grass, keep you fixing her fucking carburetor and changing her oil and changing brakes and shit like that, because you think it's going to pop off and it don't, it doesn't. Ever, it most likely is never going to pop off. You may be giving you little,
yeah, but that dude playing the game too, though, because he's fixing about six carburetors, so he know one in six gonna come through. Somebody coming through.
But the one who ain't giving the benefit is definitely the price about to go up.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna need you to least. Hey, I didn't find.
I'm gonna need at least 300. 300,
because such and such gave it up. You gonna have to go and start dropping some money off.
So
I love y'all. Y'all look great. Yeah.
As far as the porn star, marrying a porn star, I mean, for me, that'd probably be a no go. I don't really feel like, and Ryan was like, you know, you got to get into their mind. But I'll be honest with you, I don't really feel like we're going to be on the same page with shit. The kind of person who would be a fucking porn star and the kind of person I am, we just not going to line up. We're not going to line up.
You sure? Y'all both in the entertainment business right now.
Yeah, but I'm not sucking dick for money.
Hey, wait a minute. But here's my question, though. What about all these cats who go out here trying to find these pure women or whatever that they go out here and seek for?
I'm not saying.
And 2 years into the marriage, they in a dead bedroom and unhappy because they ain't getting their dick sucked.
Yeah, now
they mad as fuck. And you had a chick who you knew was gonna suck your dick.
Oh, and then to that point, you also got a chick who got a walk-in closet. Like, what the hell are you going to do with this? You throwing rocks down the damn hallway.
No, man, she done bathed in vinegar. She done had that thing tightened back up for you.
Okay.
She done got a hymen back. She done been rehymenated.
Wait, you do understand that that's not how vaginas work, correct?
Listen, she goes to the gym. She doing squats, that thing, doing this right here, whatever she wanted to.
And seeing them dudes, I'm like, yo, that and mine don't look like that. You know what
I'm saying? He's like, bro, got that.
Bruh.
Like, you got a fucking garden hose.
Hey. Bruh, I'm going to need
I'm just being real with you. That's just not.
Hey, Graham took it as hell.
Like, bruh, do you like read books or any of that shit? No. Like, do you know how vagina works? I mean, like,
you gotta read that old Ryan. You can put a little lemon in your bath water and soak in it and get that thing back right.
Let's defer to the ladies on that.
I'm not finna. I can't believe it. This cat didn't look throughout some old school old wives' tales, and then the other cat just went in twice with more old wives' tales. I'm like, God, that's a sign right there. Sex education in America truly sucks. We're like, you got these.
Which one?
Okay, I would chime in because this is a little bit of a okay. So I'm
well, you just
I understand what myths. Mike is saying, but this is the reality because I've had this conversation with other people when they swear like, oh my God, I'm killing her. Yeah, she can't handle it. Oh my gosh, I got the biggest thing ever. And the way the anatomy works is yes. Women push entire humans out
human
of
beings,
and no man is swinging a baby, a newborn in the pants. No newborns being swung around in the pants.
Wait, this is, I got this newborn in my pants. I got little Joey in my pants.
Got that young toddler, baby.
So the way the anatomy works is, yes, just like we got to work at other things, yes, there are some exercises out there that legitimately work to fix the situation.
That thing got some clap back. Y'all better quit playing.
That's what
I'm saying.
Him.
That porn star can get it.
That's my friends, is why I'm saying body count don't matter.
Oh, body count matters. Just for different reasons.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter for the anatomy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for the anatomy.
Why? Well, so explain.
Body count is more.
Hold on, Ryan. So let them explain why body count matters.
Okay, body count matters for me because you may have some experience before me, but you shouldn't have experienced a stadium before me. It's not that's not all right with me. That's
so.
Not
so
okay.
What's the explain to me? What's the difference between 10 people and 100 people?
90. Accurate.
Win.
Oh man. You said that one right up. You said, I'm gonna take that one and just run with it. Oh man. But outside of the number of people, what's the difference?
I'm gonna go back to Mike with this one a little bit. It's like if you got down like that where it was just about the quantity of it. You're probably not wired. Me and you are not wired the same way to be okay with how we going to line up to move forward. So I'm not okay with someone who think 100 body counts are okay. And yeah. I got the men are wired different, but that's not okay. Like, if you that careless about your body count, like...
Okay.
He was always safe. He always will, you know, kind of always ask before if you was tested and this, that, and the other.
Are you saying that he's disrespectful? Are you saying that he's disrespectful? Because to accumulate a body count that high basically means that you were using women as basically a throwaway type of item.
They was using you too, though. Because hey, first of all, we got to get away from the conversation. We got to get away from the conversation that believes that women don't want a nut just as bad as men. So
we're into that conversation.
We never said that. That's not what we're saying.
Well, that's what you're saying. You said he just said if he had a body count of 100 that he was just using women as throwaway options, like these women weren't using him as a throwaway option. Now, I'm talking about Wicker Thurman over
actually,
here, who thinks women don't like to get nuts too.
No, I'm not saying that women don't like to get nuts. What I'm saying is did that person use women as a throwaway disposable item?
How you know they weren't throwing him away?
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
He just kept getting thrown away. They was like, oh, you was good for sex, but your conversation is shit. So okay, we're just going to move you on to the next shit.
No, because
conversation trash, then it won't even get to the body count. Your conversation trash, and I have no interest.
Yes, basically.
Well, it's trash after the fact. It's good enough to let you know that, you know, to get you to the point of where, you know what, I can see you. Then after the fact, you're like, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to keep on moving.
How about this? I'll put it to you this way. I don't think nobody has that high of a body count by mistake. I don't think it happened by mistake. It wasn't a mistake.
I don't think he just kept trying. He kept shooting his shot.
He's good for a month.
He can hold that conversation and your chakra for a month, and then after a month, he just fall off.
Was realism in the minds of the ladies that he was touching. You did? You know what I'm saying? Because his chakra interwove, you know what I'm saying? Not interweaved with her. You understand?
Because I think the problem that you're running into, bad guy, is that you're saying that, like, people can get together and just want to smash.
Right.
Cool. That is perfectly okay. However, when you talk about a body count that's getting up there in the numbers range, that is something that you have to work to achieve, because you're not just going out here just smashing random ass chicks.
I'm not. That's not my essay, but I know people who do.
Body count.
I know people who do.
Yeah, but those people are actively trying to do that. They're not looking for relationships. They're not trying to build anything, because you don't get that high of a body count if you're looking to build something.
Can you reform? Can someone have a high body count? He got, 50 plus bodies. She got 50 plus bodies, and be like, you know what? I made a mistake. I'm trying to move on from that. I'm a different person. Can you see me for the person I am now instead of the person I was previously, and look past the, 50 niggas that were 51 niggas that were before you? You know what I'm saying? Is that possible? Are you okay with that? Would you be okay with that?
I'm 100% okay with it. I appreciate the experience. Let me get all that work.
If the person is working on themselves, then yes. Because I don't feel like a person who doesn't want to improve themselves would continue to do the same things that got them in their first situation. That's the whole premise. If you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, that means that you don't want to really fix the real issues. That means that you're cool with the status quo.
Why is it an issue? The shit just feel good. So I just want to keep on doing it.
Mm-mm. No.
You can feel good by yourself.
Or with somebody else.
Feeling good is not... That is not even remotely an option.
The other thing y'all ain't considering, y'all out here running around like people actually giving y'all their real body count number.
I was going to say that. Yeah, no, we already know that the body count may be a work of fiction, but if you know you 125, 150 strong, like, what was going on your Monday through Friday? Like, you ain't have a job. Like, you ain't had nowhere to go in the morning. Like,
So the real question is, why are we asking these people's body count? What insecurity that you have that you got to find out what my body count is?
No, I'm not going to ask your body count. I'm not going to ask your body count, because
so if you like me, you just like me then, right?
I'm concerned if you actually. First of all, probably a guy's body count number is a number I'm probably uncomfortable with at this age. Probably. So I don't want to know it. So I want to get to know you. When we go to the football stadium, if every chick looks at you like they know you, then I know that body count number is a little too high for me.
That's my little sister. That's my girl.
I might have just been what was the band dude that be out in front leading the band?
Drum major.
I might just been a drum major. Everybody know me.
Right. Well, then I would know you as a drum major.
Yeah.
But
they're bandheads, so they would know.
But I don't want to go into a situation where it's like, hey, I don't care how many people you screwed. It doesn't matter. It matters. It does matter. And I need to know that your mentality has changed. I was just looking at J-Lo today. Obviously, people don't care about J-Lo's numbers. She good and exactly. married right now. And her body count, I was like, ooh, impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a body count that the world knows. So we already know. Listen, plenty of hoes been turning to housewives. That ain't nothing new. Mothers told their daughters that. They ain't tell their sons.
Yeah, but sons don't. They don't. What T.I. say? Son ain't going to bring a baby into my house?
And I think that to me is the real issue here is that, like, we're just if you focus on the number and that's really what it is, then cool, that's your shtick. But if you are actually looking for a in-depth emotional type of relationship, that is something totally different and will supersede anything that you find out about this person. Because let's be honest, if you feel an emotional connection with this person, all the rest of the shit can go out the window.
Out the window.
Because I didn't see plenty of bums.
Say not all of it.
I don't know that.
They got these shows about where these convicts is coming out and, you know, married in lockup. So,
yeah. I mean, anything can go out the window.
Anything
can go out the window. We're going to still have some deal breakers. Like, I'm getting to know you and I'm falling for you. There's still some deal breakers.
I mean, no. But that's what I'm saying is that, like, everybody's deal breakers are different.
Right.
And to some people, body count, actually knowing your number and being able for you to recite to me every person that you've ever been with may be a deal breaker for you. Hey, you can't recite everybody that you've never been with. I can't be with you.
I ain't having that conversation.
I don't even want to know.
I'm not asking your body count number at this point. Maybe a freshman in college, we can talk because you shouldn't have been doing so much. You should have a low number, because at this point
in my life, I'm 40 years old. Do not try to ask me nothing I did when I was 20, because 9 times out of 10 there's a good chance I won't remember.
College for a lot of people is a wash.
I don't remember.
Oh man, like
college is a wash. Let's be real. For a lot of people, the next 5 years after college, where you had a real paycheck, is a real wash.
Right, it's like, I'm doing all kind of shit. I can do whatever I want to do now.
Yeah.
I should be able to go to that football game when you won a drum major. Have every girl run up to you because she knows you so intimately well.
What if
I'm stiff arming the hell out of them though? Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? What if I'm really dismissing them and we didn't had a real connection and I'm really, really dismissing them away from you?
Well, I just gotta figure it out. Are you for real or am I your next stiff arm?
Oh,
it's all your attitude, right?
Like
you
want to be on my arm or get the stiff arm.
Are we together or am I just one stiff arm away?
Okay, so that brings up an even better question, because then the question becomes, if you build an emotional bond with this person, is anything forgivable? That's a better question. And what things are not forgivable?
I think it depends. I think there's some hard things in the stand. Like if you got children and you a deadbeat dad, we ain't gonna work, and I can't work past that.
If you've done
some things in your past and they're in your past and you and me vibing and we are good and we can make moves together for the future, then let's make moves together in the future and we're gonna work on happiness and we're gonna leave the past in the past. But yeah, it's gonna be a couple things where it's like,
let's hear some people's deal breakers. That sounds interesting to me. What's your deal breaker, Kenny? Well, let me hear what your deal breaker is.
Sounds like if you're a deadbeat dad, that's a wrap.
Oh yeah, if you're a deadbeat dad, it's a wrap. I got nephews, so I don't do the deadbeat dad thing. Yeah. That's hard. I've seen boys grow up into men when they daddy wasn't around. So I don't. We ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
You gotta be consistent. I can't deal with an inconsistent adult. Like, be truthful and be consistent. Like, do what you say you're gonna do. Answer the question truthfully. If I say, what time do you think, blah, 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 and honestly, you don't know, say you don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with the deadbeat dad thing. Also, I would say if you like out here being a reckless felon out here,
he's out here robbing banks and getting caught.
Because okay, you could say that you cleaned up, but I know that your earning potential is not gonna be, and it's not all about that, but you can't provide for me the way I can provide for you. So I feel like that would be a deal breaker for me. Just a reckless feeling. Now, you were young and you did something stupid and you moved on. Okay. But if you got like 6 felonies.
Because we all know Country Boy got about 3 felonies.
He got 3.
we done heard the stories. Like, if y'all just not tuning into the podcast today and go back to like episode 5 or 6, Country Boy got them felons.
He asked that we know of.
So, I would like to add that I have never been downtown. I've been in handcuffs. I've been in the back of the car. But by the Lord's grace, I did not go to handcuffs. I know they got no fingerprints. They don't know what I look like.
Praise him on that, brother.
G-Dub, what you got? What's your deal breaker, homie?
I don't really have a lot. Can we vibe? I hate to say it, but it's like for me.
We talking about deal breakers, bro. Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Put the trophy down, man.
hey. Just know if they bring the season back.
Yeah, just know that trophy is coming back to home to my house.
Hey, if they cancel the season, I get to keep it for 2 years.
Oh,
that's fucked up. Bad guy,
what's your deal breaker?
I mean, I agree with Graham. Like, Graham has a strong deal breaker. Realistically, if you don't have a strong vibe with a person and y'all, like, I feel fortunate. Like, everybody should know, most of us married. And me and my wife got to a point where she knows when to leave me the fuck alone, right? Like right now, we filming the podcast and she out doing her own thing. Leave me, I'm gonna do this for a few minutes and I'll whatever you want me to do, I'm good. But she knows the right time to leave me the hell, let me have my time, right? And that was a growing experience. Like, that's something we had to be together for a while. And after a while, you're like, oh, you know what? Most of the day is mine, but if I leave him alone for these little few hours, they his, and I can do whatever I want for the other 21 hours of the day. You know what I mean? So it's like you got to build that vibe or that bond with a person where they're willing to give you, that space or be with you in this moment, wherever you at. I can call on her for whatever I need. Like, hey, babe, we're going to do this. You're like, I got you. You know what I mean? So you just vibe together. That's a good reason to leave a person alone.
So I guess since I'm last, I might as well go ahead.
I'm last.
You could be last. I thought you were. Did you do one?
No, I didn't do one. I just asked a question.
Someone asked a question.
I know.
Why do we sing?
Go ahead.
You want to go last? You go last so you can wrap it up.
I'm wrapping up.
Okay. My deal breakers are growth and forgiveness. If you're not a person who is growing. So if you're not willing to learn new things, do new things, and express new ideas, me and you ain't gonna work. And forgiveness. If you don't understand that shit happens and you're not willing to forgive whatever shit happens and be ready to, like, hey, come up with a plan to figure out how this same shit don't happen again, then that means that you're not part of the growing crowd and you're not thinking. And so I can't deal with people who are just stagnant and want to stay in the same spot, try to achieve same goals, and try to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Wow.
Before
remarkably insightful. All
right. Before you answer yours, Country Boy, ask what is this? Who's this babe baby me about these felons she out here dating? Type in the chat. Tell us about these felons you dating.
He went to jail for bank robbery.
Hey, you know, at that one point, though, he had 50 stacks. He was holding the house point. He was holding the household down.
He hit that Wells Fargo ATM and it was
gone. What if he stopped being a felon but then got caught after y'all was together?
You gonna wait on him? Thank you, baby. You gonna wait on them? He got that 50 stacks. He just stashed it in his mama yard in the doghouse.
I've dated felons. Hey, there's a lot of people out here that are felons that you would be surprised that you weren't aware or.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, but I'm saying you can't be out here still raking the streets right now.
trying to build something with me. Oh, no. Oh, can I tell a quick story? I was working with a guy who shall remain nameless. That's what I call him. But we went into a place, you know, to pick up some goods. And he was like asking them for a job. And he was like, and they told him what it requires. And one of their requirements was you can't have any felonies. So he walked out all huffing and puffing. I'm like, yo, man, why you mad? And he was like, yo, man, because they said you can't have no felonies to work here. And I was like, OK. And he was like, man, I don't know no black man out here that ain't got no felonies.
The nigga you working with one.
I was like, wait a minute, bro. I ain't got no felonies. Oh, I'm my bad. Well, man, you just keep yourself clean.
DP, the Wicca Thurman fan, said she out here dating felonies that turned into attorneys.
See? So you can turn your life around.
But see, but look, you got to be a Wicca Thurman fan
not,
to do
y'all
that.
Y'all not getting it. I'm saying.
You can't be in the streets now.
Right.
So, hey, bruh. The police don't need to come to my house.
Because if something goes down, they're going to be looking at me and I ain't going to jail for you.
So I'm turning your ass in. Wow.
You ain't had them keys for them. You ain't had no kilos in the corner.
Hey, I need you to be like Aaron Hernandez's wife.
And like, take the box out the house.
Take a box out the house. I don't know what the fuck, what box? What's my damn box? All right. So,
take the box.
My red flag, my number one red flag is how people treat others, especially people that they feel like are beneath them. If you're dating someone and you're dealing with someone and they go out to a restaurant and they're always nasty to the waiting staff. And let me just say this. If you nasty to the fucking wait staff, hey, I ain't with her ass. Don't spit in my face. Spit in her shit. Because I like you. I like you. I'm nice.
I think you're doing a great job.
Don't spit in my drink.
Leave
my food alone. Fuck her shit up, though. I don't care. One. But how people treat people that they feel like are beneath them, that's a real mark, usually of a man, but, you know, women too. Like, I'm looking at in everybody. If you're out here and you're like, you know, being real nasty to bums, or you like, you know, kicking puppies and nasty waitstaff, I'm like, yo, this nigga is probably a secret serial killer at the very worst.
I can't do that.
Or he crazy. You know what I'm saying? And one day, that aggression is going to be pointed your way. At some point, you don't feel the heat that person is bringing. So you need to be heeding these major red flags you're seeing right now. Another one for me is that I could be a lot. It's a lot.
You say, hey, look, sometimes I'm country, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I'm a lot. That's why I'm thankful I'm married. Shantae came on.
Just out there again.
Say, save my life. Listen, I thought I was going to be single forever. And Shantae came along. And can't be Tamont no more because she's Shantae.
Lose that Tamont. Shantae, get you out there.
And I don't know if her screen is frozen or she's just holding that face.
She got that one face. Nah, we going to say she like, nigga, say the wrong thing.
Look, she froze that screen because she finna come around now.
Say the wrong thing.
She here. No, I'm just playing. But no, still. That's why I'm glad that I'm married, because she kind of understands the person that I am, because I can be a lot and I've always been a lot. So I need you to kind of understand at work, hey, I'm going to be a lot. I'm going to say some things. You're probably not going to be happy with them all the time. I'm going to do some things. You're probably not going to be happy with all the time, but I'm a work in progress. So, you know, and you know, she's been working with me. You got kicked out.
Yes.
She got kicked. Oh well, that's the, you know that means.
He set me up, y'all.
I did.
He said you ain't gonna respond to this yet.
She can't respond to me. But no, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. This has been a great, it's been a great episode. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been really enthusiastic. I like having Kung Fu Kenny along for the ride. She brought an extra woman's touch to this along with Wifey. You know what I'm saying? Kind of push to give us, because you know normally it's a testosterone fest, and having having estrogen here helps us keep us balanced a little bit.
Tell us, nigga, shut the fuck up. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. That's what they tell us.
Because I can only do so much.
Yeah,
I can only do so much to help these cats.
Please watch your hands. Watch your back hands. If you like this episode, check us out. We're on all podcasts and platforms. I got 45 other episodes that we putting out on a regular damn basis. You know what I'm saying? You can go listen to some of them funny, some of them informative. Some of them we get into heated arguments because, you know, we're not always going to agree. But also, you can check us out on Twitter at The Podcast One. You can check us out on IG at The Cut _ Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at the podcast, The Cut Podcast. So we out here, we're doing big things. Say peace to the people.
We appreciate y'all coming and commenting in the chat. Y'all make this, you know, dope, worth doing, and then y'all give us ways to expound upon the thoughts that we already have. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, it's dope.
We love you guys.
It's real dope, and we're gonna, you know, try to keep continuing this because this has been fun.
That's right, baby. No more felons for you. Just let them go. Let them go.
And we'll be back. We'll be back next
no
week.
No felons. Yeah. No felons.
That's true. No.
Tell them this, a gotta can't get no love from me.